In most states, independent candidates for major office are given little notice by the media or indeed by voters. But Maine's different, and its on-again, off-again love affair with independents started years ago. Mel Leary has our story.
The whole thing started back with the governor's race in 1974, with the unexpected win of Lewiston businessman James Longley. He beat Republican Jim Irwin and a Democrat named George Mitchell, who would later serve as Majority Leader of the United States Senate. Longley crisscrossed the state giving speeches to any group that would have him. He became so popular during his four-year term that he raised lots of speculation about whether he would seek another term or even run for the U.S. Senate. He addressed a question at a news conference in January of 1978.
I'm taking a day at a time. I have not ruled out or determined what direction I will be moving. At this particular point, my objective has not changed. That's to go back to my family and my business. But that doesn't mean I don't reserve the right to change.
Longley decided not to run for either office, but his success emboldened other independents to run for governor and Congress over the years. In 1994, Angus King squeaked out a win in a four-way governor's race that included a Green Party nominee, former Democratic Governor Joe Brennan, and Republican Susan Collins. University of Southern Maine political science professor Ron Schmidt says all that shows how accepting Maine voters are of independent candidates.
We have had successful independent candidates, and that suggests to the voters that that is a viable way to run the government.
This year, there are two independents running for governor, one for the U.S. Senate, one in the 1st District, and two in the 2nd District. Another factor in this year's political equations is that ranked choice voting will be used in Maine's congressional and Senate races. Marty Grohman, a Democrat turned independent, believes that ranked choice voting will help him running in the 1st District. He reasons that supporters of Republican Mark Holbrook are more likely to rank him their second choice than to select incumbent Democrat Shelley Pingree. Mark Brewer, a political scientist at the University of Maine, says Grohman may be on to something.
We're actually going to get to see kind of this real-world laboratory experiment to see if, you know, is this going to change anything? And I think that it's not impossible to imagine him coming out on top. I think it's still unlikely.
University of Maine at Farmington political science professor Jim Melcher agrees that Grohman could get traction if the contest goes to a second round of ranked choice voting.
Republicans who seem quite happy with supporting Marty Grohman, some have endorsed him. Certainly people would be willing to put him as a second choice.
But University of New England political science professor Brian Duff says Pingree is in no real danger.
You know, I don't think it's viable. I mean, I think Shelley Pingree should not be too nervous about re-election. She's a liberal Democrat in a district that has a lot of liberal Democrats.
All of the political scientists interviewed for this story agree that ranked choice voting will most likely not be a factor in the Senate race, where early polling has Angus King at over 50%. But they say it could have an impact in the 2nd congressional district, where incumbent Republican Bruce Poliquin is facing a tough challenge from Democrat Jared Golden. There are also two independents in that race, Tiffany Bond and Will Hoare. Both have only garnered low single digits in polling, but could help decide the race in subsequent voting rounds if neither Poliquin or Golden do not get 50% on Election Day. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.